Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did the ghost leave and then come back? Was it there all along? Or was it something completely different that started haunting the home?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story? Because if you do, share it with us. You can call in anytime, 855-853-4802. If you prefer to write, you can do that. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. We also offer ad-free versions of the show. You'll also get advanced episodes. You also get access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. Get it 3 days free. Also through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And I'm Carol Hughes, and it's Harper. How's everything going?
It's going good.
Got big plans for the weekend?
No. Wait, I take that back. Actually, my grandparents are coming.
See, what are you going to do when your grandparents come?
We're going to paint and probably get our nails done and do some fun stuff.
That's what the grandparents do. They show up. They spoil you. They leave. That's what my job is. My job is to come see you, spoil you, and then get out. Get out while the getting's good. It's like, she's properly spoiled now. I can leave.
Your job is done.
I would love that. I think you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So do you want to hear a ghost story? Because I got one.
Of course, I would love to hear the ghost story.
Let's hear this one. We live close to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. My mom bought a little garden home in a small neighborhood. When we were moving my sister and her in, we joked about how haunted it felt. We were all into ghost shows at that time. My mom didn't think it was funny and told us there are only two places spirits go. As we were moving in, a neighbor introduced themselves and in conversation mentioned that the old man who owned the house had died in the house of natural causes. I smirked at my sister and said, "Oh yeah, it's haunted." The first thing that happened was that I was helping my mom do her taxes, and she stapled her papers together and placed the stapler on the table. I was looking right at it in front of me when it started rotating by itself. It rotated 45 degrees, and then it stopped. It was a heavy stapler with a rubber grip, and there was nothing slippery or wet on the table. I asked my mom if she saw it move, and she told me to cut it out, and I wasn't funny. I told my sister about it, and she said that the curtain shower would not stay closed either. They would close it, come back, and it was open. After she told me that, I would mess with the shower curtain every time I went into the bathroom. One time it was open, and I closed it to mess with them. I walked by 2 minutes later, it was open, so it was messing with me also. She also told me that they had gotten into arguments over little things that neither of them said they did, like kitchen drawers being left open. After that, we cleaned out the attic of the former owner's stuff. Okay, I'm going to interrupt there, Harper. I always think it's really weird when former owners or former people that lived in the house leave things in there, like in an attic. So before I read this next part, say in the house you guys just moved into, you go up in an attic and there's a bunch of stuff in there. Would you throw it away?
We actually found a whole bunch of stuff in the attic when we moved into this
like
house.
What did you find?
We found a suitcase.
What was in it?
It was empty, surprisingly.
Dang it, I was hoping you'd say money.
No money. But in the Red House back in Wichita, my dad actually found a wallet full of cash in the attic.
That's just like a gift from the Lord when you find it.
But sadly, you have to return the money.
You did?
Yeah.
You didn't keep it?
No.
I was hoping a suitcase full of
money. I really would have.
Did you throw the suitcase out? Since it didn't have any memento-y things in it, I don't know that I'd feel like I need to leave it in there. Like the crutches that are in my Murder, She Shed. Would you throw them out or leave them in there?
Yes, I didn't know what we did with the suitcase. I think it's still up there.
See, I'm all about just leave it. It ain't hurting anything. I've never gone into the attic of this house. I don't even know what's up there.
Oh, but I love the murder crutches in your shed.
Would you leave them if you found crutches in your shed out back all wrapped up?
Yeah, actually, I would.
Because I don't know what else to do with them. It doesn't feel right to throw them away. So this is what they did. So they cleaned out the attic of the former owner's stuff. There was a box of old birthday cards and kids' school pictures. I told my mom we should send the box back to the return address on some of the envelopes, feeling like the old man might be listening. My mom waved her hand and said, nah, I'm just going to throw them out. I tried talking her into sending them back, but she wasn't having it. Soon after throwing the box away, my mother and sister came home and tried going into the computer room, and the door wouldn't move like something was behind it. My sister finally got the door open. All the boxes in that room were against the door, and the closet door was open and the light was on. The windows were locked tight. My mom blamed my sister, but as my sister pointed out, how would she push all of the boxes against the door 10 feet from where they were sitting and climb out a locked window? My sister's friend came over. She is a spirit medium. She spent the night, and my sister woke up to her having a conversation with someone in the living room. My sister asked her who she was talking to. She replied, the old man who used to live here. Now, my sister did tell her about the old man, but not of the other goings-on. She continued with, tell Jason he was just messing with him with a stapler, and he's not happy about y'all throwing his stuff away. The next day, my sister's friend did a cleansing of the house and buried protective objects at the four corners of the house to keep spirits out. I felt kind of bad for the old man, like he was getting booted out of his house. I also felt like he wasn't hurting anyone, but I didn't live in it 24/7, so I really didn't have a say and kept my mouth shut. Everything was quiet for a while. Boom, boom, boom. A year later, my sister got married and her husband moved in with my mom and sister. Her husband didn't believe any of it, and I told him I knew what I saw and nothing could change that. We gave them a bed that my wife and I had in our guest room because it was bigger. We brought it over and I was in their bedroom putting it together. I had all the mattress slats leaning into the corner of the room so they didn't fall or scratch the wall. There is no way they could have fallen. I was 3 feet away, reaching for a slat, when I changed my mind and turned to reach for the headboard. Let me preface by saying I was nowhere close to the slats and didn't bump them with my hand. As I touched the headboard, something fell against my leg, and it was a slat. It was as if someone was handing you something and you weren't looking and missed it. I smiled out loud and said, you're back. As soon as I said that, two knocks knocked on the headboard I was holding. The headboard wasn't touching anything else but me, and I felt the vibration of the knock. My sister walked in, and I asked her if he was back, and she looked at me and said, how did you know? I told her what happened, and she told me there'd been footsteps heard in the hall all the time, and some other stuff was going on. Her husband didn't believe us until something major happened to him. One day, out of the blue, he looked hesitant to tell us but decided to tell my wife and me. He was playing video games late one night and he heard my sister say, are you still playing? He looked over his shoulder and my sister was sound asleep. He turned completely around and standing there was this black figure. It had a long white face with needle-like teeth protruding out of its mouth. It grinned menacingly at him. He said fear overwhelmed him and it felt like he was having a heart attack. He couldn't speak and couldn't breathe. Finally, he started praying and it disappeared. He woke my sister up and told her what had happened. They started praying together. He also told us that it had come back two more nights in a row and the only thing that got rid of it was prayer. He looked scared while telling us, and for him to admit something was going on, I figured he wasn't lying. I asked him what he thought brought it on, and he said he was boasting about how unshakable his faith had been, and he believes it was there to test him. For someone to be a non-believer, I have to believe he's telling the truth. They haven't told my mom for fear it would blow her mind or she wouldn't believe them. I told them that she believes in demons, not ghosts, and she needs to be told, but they still haven't since it hasn't come back. So my mom's house is haunted, and we try to have most of the family functions at my house. I hope nothing follows them from their home. So what do you think? Because to me, that almost sounds like two different things.
I think the needle like teeth was enough to freak me out.
That doesn't sound like the old man like the guy thinks is helping him put the bed together.
No, I more so think that's something else and that there's two things going on. Something that's pretty good and something that's pretty bad.
Would the old guy have put all the boxes in front of the closet door? That to me is creepy.
No, that is absolutely creepy.
Like they couldn't get in because you know that feeling like you can't open the door because something's against it.
Yeah.
And then when you finally get in and you see that going on, it's like, how could that have even happened? There's no way to even explain it.
To be honest, I would have thought it would be a body up against the door.
Yeah, that would have been worse. At least it was just boxes. But the boxes would have freaked me out.
But that would. But honestly, that would be my first assumption, a body up against the door.
Seriously, when you're trying to open the door, because you can tell the difference, obviously, between when a door is locked and when there's something keeping it from opening. That yeah. would be really freaky, trying to get the door open the whole time not knowing what's on the other side of it.
And honestly, not really wanting to know.
I wouldn't want to know. But you got to get the damn door open.
To be honest, I would have just slept in the living room at that point.
At that point, it's like, you know, whatever's in front of it will eventually move away.
Hopefully.
I am not dealing with this crap. But it just doesn't feel like if the guy's putting the bed together, feels like somebody's trying to hand him one of the slats. And then he's comfortable enough with this that he's like, oh, you're back.
Yeah. Maybe he's playing favorites.
Yeah, maybe he likes that guy. Because that guy's, you know, hey, you're back. Awesome. And the other guy's like, I don't believe in things like this. Well, I'll get his attention and show him. That is creepy, creepy stuff.
Very, very creepy.
So if you like the show and you'd like an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.